Ladies and gentlemen, as we are about to begin, kindly turn off all your cell phones to avoid any interference with the talk. On behalf of the Board of Trustees, Chairman, and the Managing Committee, I would like to extend a very warm welcome to all of you. We appreciate you taking time off your busy schedules today to join us. We hope you will find the talk that we have lined up fruitful and soul-satisfying. I would like to call upon the Chairman of the Managing Committee of the Center, Brother Ramesh Kotian, to kindly introduce our special guest who has arrived from Puttaparthi, India, to enlighten us and share with us his experiences with Swami. Mr. Chairman, would you kindly?
He will also journey to South Africa. Such is his love for Swami that he is continuously motivated to share and spread Swami's message throughout the world with all the devotees and also with the public and newcomers to the world of Sai. Professor Anil Kumar is accompanied by his dear wife, Srimati Vijaya Lakshmi Kamarajan. She is there, and also his grandson. His Srimati Vijaya Lakshmi Kamaraju, qualifications are BSc and BA. She is also learned and proficient in Hindi language, having given talks in Hindi. She has authored 4 books in Telugu, which are the translations of my original, that is Professor Anil Kumar's original talks in English. She is mother of 3 daughters and 1 son, all of whom are happily married. They have now 7 grandchildren. She also joins her husband on most of his journeys in India and abroad and shares her own Swami's stories and wisdom when asked to speak. Today we ask her to speak because our dear professor may not be talk his full length. So may I call upon Professor Anil Kumar. But still, my friends, I will not leave you. You can take it from me. Swami will not leave me. Swami will not leave me isolated. Today I understand that they kept Ganesh idol at the altar. They are special worship by me. Let me tell you what Swami said about Ganesh, because that will be fitting to the occasion today, because we have Ganesh still there. Let me first begin with a beautiful composition by my teacher in Telugu, but I don't repeat it because I know that you can't follow, and it is just a vanity to speak it like that. But I give you the Telugu translation, English translation. You know, Lord Shiva has 2 sons. One is Ganesha, other is
One day, Shiva was very much annoyed with Ganesha, who is never found at home, like modern boys, moving everywhere. Then the easiest, nearest culprit is wife. So he called Parvati. What, Parvati, what's wrong with you? How is that I don't see my son at home? What happened? Just like, why? Mother is a mother after all. Then she says, my lord, why are you angry with him? He's so busy with his devotees. Right now, you know where he is? At the entrance of Prasanthaya. He's seeing flowers and garlands, fruits from the hands of devotees. So Ganesh address is not Kailash anymore. In the Prasanthaya entrance gate. That's called Ganesh gate. Swami is very fond of Ganesh because at every place you have Ganesh idol installed at every place. Ganesh has got a meaning. What is it? My friends, I think you'll agree with me, as Baba devotees, we are supposed to know the inner meaning. As you do like that. Some traditional fellows. We are intellectuals, Baba devotees. We are supposed to know the inner meaning. So, Ganesh, meaning head of Ganas. Ganapati. Pati is a master. Ganapati. Master Ganas. What are Ganas? The traditional meaning is all devatas, gods, he is head of gods. But I have not met any god anywhere. You know what Baba said? Ganas are your senses. Five senses of action, terminally. Five senses of cognition, jnanendriya. So Ganas, for all these Ganas, is the head, therefore, is Ganadipati Ganapati. In fact, Baba is head of all of our Ganas. One great Pandit came to Prasanthaya. First time, a very great Pandit, known all over Andhra Pradesh. Came the good charlatan and all that, about to speak. Could not speak. Finished. Then Swami got up and then just his throat. Come on, Jesus. Then he was. It means what? End of Ganas. All our body is in his hands. He will control put together. He has got steering in his hands, Ganas. He knows when to silence you. He also knows when to make you extend core. Then you make him come out with an eloquent talk. He knows it. Not only that, while I was in Bangalore, a lady from Ireland came, so fatty, maybe of cheese and butter and all. And wheelchair was not enough for her. And they can't put her in two wheelchairs. So they had to pack her. A gunny bag and one wheelchair. Some of four people pushed up into the interview. I was watching. Believe me, my friends, Swami came out of the interview and this lady started walking. He started walking. And then Swami saw me and said, come here, what are you watching? Swami is such a massive lady. How could you make her walk? If she is massive, why are you bothering her? Chairman of University Grants Commission came to see Swami. Madhuri Shah, chairman UGC, a tall, well-built lady. If she used two shots, we'll remember for a lifetime. And Swami asked Madhuri, I want university. As if he's like chaplain. Swami, he said, Swami, impossible. Impossible. I am the chairman of the University Finance Commission. I cannot grant it. Because university is already there in Anantapur. Within the radius of 40 miles, another university cannot exist. Impossible. Baba said, it is possible. You are moved in Anantapur. Poor lady, okay. But Swami, before I take it from you, I would rather say, I'll offer my head to you, not you. Take my head. He said, I don't want your head, I want yours. I can change, I want. In 1 year, Baba got it. Why? Because our obstacles are gone. When he decides, it will happen. Why Satsa University is a university based on education in human values. And education is totally free. Therefore, it is a special university. So UGC gave it permission. No obstacles there. No obstacles. Long back, you must have heard of that. Arundham is a leading scientist. He was also translator of Swami's discourses. He was translating and where in Mukkapattanam, a village, the headmaster said, Swami, you are the old student of our school, Mukkapattanam. We request you to sanction college to make this. Swami got up and said, why college? I'll give you university. I'll give you university. Balamantan did not translate. Hey, chupu. I mean, university, that is such an easy one. Your job is only to translate. Then he returned. Swami said, Balamantan, why do you have blood pressure, tension? It is my job, it is my problem. You will see that the university, all obstacles will get away along the path of such a self. Gineshwara, Ganapati. Third name is Vinayaka. Vinayaka meaning he has no boss of him. He has no boss above him. Vinayaka is a boss, that's all. He has no boss above him. Simple example. Somebody said, Swami, we'll take you to Japan. I was there. He said, Swami, when are you going? Why are you interested? I told Swami, when you go, I will also answer. And he said, repeat what you said. Swami, Japanese said that they will take you to Japan. And who are those idiots to take me? Nobody can take me, understand? Not Japanese, even grandfathers can. I want, I go. Because the boss, nobody can tell him anything. Impossible. You must have heard of Jetty. Jetty, the vice president of India at one time. G.D. Jetty. Karnataka. Yes. It was the time of Indo-Pakistan war. And Indira Gandhi was in Jetty's. She requested B.D. Jetty to go to Swami and pray for his blessings. B.D. Jetty came by charter flight. They all sat there. Swami already left. There is one caretaker in Vrindavan, the name Rama Brahma. B.D. Jetty said, Rama Brahma, I am the Vice President of India. Indira Gandhi is waiting for me. Country is passing through worst of the times, Indo-Pak War. We want her blessings. I must return immediately. Rama Brahma said, Jetty, I'll give an idea. Sit there and do japa. Om Sri Sairam. Nobody can bring Swami down. Impossible. Are you? I'm Vice President. Vice President or President? Sit down there. What shall I do? Do some japa. So Vice President, along with ambassadors, cabinet ministers, had to sit on the floor. Bangalore. Start doing better. Then suddenly, Swami knocked the door. Ram Brahma opened the door. Jetty is there, full floor, waiting for him. Tell him, help you. Then Baba said, because of his devotion, I came down. Nobody can command me. There's no boss above. Once there was a on central minister, Rajesh Pai, central minister of Rajasthan. I was there in Bangalore. This Rajesh Pai came there for an interview. He stood there at the gate. Swami left already. I was watching what he did. Swami did not come up. The fellow waited and left. Evening. Swami Bhai, what were you watching this morning? So I was just watching. What will happen? Central minister is waiting for you. Baba said, central minister, or anybody, no boss above me. No boss. Vinayaka. Vinayaka is a boss unto himself. No boss above him. Ganapati, Vigneshwara, Vinayaka. The fourth name. And explain these names and interpret in terms of Baba so that we love it. How Baba is Ganesha himself. Fourth one, Baba says that Vinayaka eats only steamed food, not oil food, only steamed. Like ghee and all that. No oil stuff. Steamed food, that's all. I watch his Swami, he eats only that kind of stuff. Not oil, no. I dined with Swami for 4 years. I was with Swami in Kodaikanal, everywhere. He eats only the steamed food. Not fried curries or anything. No biryani. No sweets. No curd. Nothing. Just steamed. Then somebody said, Swami, in our Sai Center, there are some politics. What shall we do? Swami laughed. Politics are everywhere. Sai Center is no exception. Even Lord Shiva could not escape politics. Why? His concept, Parvati, was always in Kailash. Whereas Lord Shiva moving around the Bariyam. Parvati has all the jewels. Lord Shiva is a naked man. Moon. Parvati has a lion as a chariot. Whereas Shiva has bull. as a child. So, where there is mother, father is not there, politics. He is there, he is here. Politics in Shiva's family. Not only that, even in Shiva there are politics. Why? There is fire here, water there, opposite. Politics. And then what happens? You are not in a hurry for
Prasad.
You are in a hurry?
No.
Tell me.
No.
Maybe she is in a hurry. Just a joke. So, then what happened? The eldest son, Kumaraswamy, what is his chariot? Peacock. What happens at the neck of Shiva? Snakes. Snake and peacock are opposite. In his politics. Okay. What is the head of Ganesha? Elephant. What is the chariot of the mother? Lion. If elephant dreams of a lion, he dies. It cannot be lion. Dream. There are politics. Swami explained all this. Lord Shiva is also teaching politics. Don't worry, wise eyes and Sai Baba is great. He explains things such a marvelous way. Nobody can know. And Lord Ganesha obeyed mother and father with the highest level of adoration and respect. What he did was, there's a competition between the two brothers. Who will accumulate the whole universe and come back? A running race now. Ready? Kumaraswamy ready? Kumaraswamy airline. Peacock. Poor Ganesha, heavy body. A rat is the baby. You can imagine. So what did he do? He was going to go. Or just sitting like that. Then he understood that Kumaraswamy is returning. Then he got up, just made two rounds of the parents. And Kumaraswamy returned. And Ganesh says, Swami, I stood first in this running race. I am first. Then Kumaraswamy said, you are here and you did not move an inch in such a hefty body. I wonder how you stand first. Parents. There is Shiva all over the world. There is Mother Parvati all over the universe. When I go around them, it is as good as circumambulating whole universe. Such as Sai Baba, an immense love for his mother. Whenever he speaks about his mother, believe me, he starts crying as his body is there. She died in the year 72. Whereas Swami feels bad in the year 2011. Mother. So, how to love mother from such a love? He took her along with him to North Indian tour. He took her to Anantapur College campus. And this lady is a village lady. Isharama, very innocent lady. And Anantapur College was inaugurated by V.V. Giri, President of India at that time. And seeing all his polling, Isharama was afraid. He went to Baba and said, Swami, we'll go. Why all these police? Let's go. I'm afraid of all the police people. Swami himself tells, laughing, such an innocent lady. And then she goes to yoga, shows it, you are the useless one. You arrange the meeting. Therefore, police are here. Chuck, let's go there. Such a lady. Swami speaks of her innocence. Swami speaks of her affection, of her hospitality. Same as Ganesha had loved for his parents. So, he's Lord of the universe because of respect for his parents. And Satsyababa is the head of all gods, Ganas, all gods. Ganas has two meanings. One meaning senses, other meaning gods. How is the head of all gods? Once, Swami was sitting on that. What I know. You know, Swami is very careful about his dress. He will cover it in the end. If any one of you watch him, he immediately check him. And when you watch his face, you immediately check his head. I love you. Imagine Swami with those gestures. Then Kodaikanal once, he did not put his second button. His shirt has three buttons. He did not put the second button. Generally, he won't do it. It caught into my eye. I was looking at it. He said, what happened? Second, but then he said, oh, snakes won't go there, don't worry. And he said, come on, please be my friend. I am speaking in the presence of Swami. Nairobi is the place of Bhagavan Sri Satsai Baba. I can tell you emphatically, I feel the divine vibrations of Bhagavan Sri Satsai Baba here in this beautiful building. I've seen so many mandals. They may be big, they may be spacious, but Nairobi, spacious, beautiful. Satyam is in Bombay. Sivam is in Hyderabad. Sundaram is at Madras. Satyam, Sivam, Sundaram, three in one is in Nairobi. Yeah. I'm only wondering, had Baba been here, how happy, special balcony darshan, and the special interior decor, penthouse. All the wonderful lighting. Ah, if Swami sits here, we'll speak through all night. Please believe me, my friends. If you find time, you can go to India, you may go to Prashantra. If not, you'll see India. You will see such a Baba. In Nairobi, you don't need to feel bad about a long back heaven, right? Again, in his ear, why do you feel like that? That's what I felt, divine vibration from the beginning. The panels and decorations, whatever. So, Swami come close. Then he opened the other button also. He has spread his shirt. Now I see his chest. Believe me or not, Swami's chest, gold color. How clean it is, how nice it is. saw Shankha here, Chakra there, on his chest. That is a chakra. Shankha Chakra are insignia of Srimarishnu. Baba is Vishnu himself, head of all Ganas, of all gods. Actually, when we sit close to him, we feel massaging his feet. But the boys won't give us chance. The boys are always there. Once I was standing there, the boys are looking at him. Swami, Swami. I said, you understand? I come. He asked the boys to go. I go. Let that man come. And as he was shedding his feet. And I do it clockwise, anti-clockwise. Then suddenly asked me, are you really having learned this massage? I said, Swami, I do it for my mother. She comes from the office, very much tired, so I do it. Baba, believe me, your feet are like my mother. So soft, so silky, so bright. Manchi. Good. He heard all that. Finally said. And then, by massaging his feet on one leg, ankle, I saw a mark. What did he say? Ladies will know it. There will be anklets. Anklets. Anklets of mango type of anklets. Mango fruits like that. Anklets. And the mark is there. There's no anklet, but mark of an anklet. I saw that. Something like when you wear specs, you have a mark there. Like that, I saw the mark. Vicious I am, I lifted the other side. It was not like that, it was plain. I said, Swami, what happened? Have you dropped anchor in them somewhere? Why? Then he said, that's natural. Pagal, who is Swami? Ardhanarishvara. This side anklet, that side no anklet. Only such a Sai Baba is Lord Shiva himself. Such a Sai Baba is Sri Mahavishnu himself. Such a Sai Baba is Lord Krishna. Highly diplomatic. Akka politician. How he enjoys politics. Let me not tell the name of the couple. They feel so bad. They are serious. He went close to the lady, one lady. He was quite a beautiful lady. And a senior member. He looked at her and said, what happened to your husband at this age? Should he do all these things? She. Then she thought something fishy about that. Something fishy. This is not the way he's supposed to be. He has got children and grandchildren. I mean, I'm not able to like it. It's crude. Then he went to Jen's side. See, she's crying. Why should we abandon her like that? You should not do that. Swami himself told me, my brothers and sisters, nothing of Anil Kumar is original. Everything from Swami, personally observed, personally being told by him. Nothing of my imagination. I don't like it. Swami started, really, I did like it. Please don't do it. And then by the evening, husband wire, eyeball red, and wife eyeball swollen, said, tough, Korea wala ko. Swami Bhav. Just a joke. He's a good man. How he does it, he loves it.
Some trouble somewhere.
And he enjoys. And the other man will not know it. There's one engineer who has got some mannerism. He does it very well. Poor man. And he's supervising construction man who got it. When Swami came, the engineer was not there. Anil Kumar, where is he? Ayo, our mysterious God, you don't find such a mysterious God anywhere. And it seems some people from non-Andhra Pradesh, they don't know Telugu, but they want to speak in Telugu. One girl, now they stay at Lee, Australia, that girl told me. He says, Swami came and said, hey, where is Jayama? Where is the water? Oyar Swami, she said. Oyar, she left. Oyar means dead and gone. I'm saying, Oyar. She has gone. Oyar is not going, going. Swami is not catching hold of his stomach like that. Jayama, going. And there's also another man, Kanpur, a director. And he has got his body like that. And he was walking along the veranda. Hey, Anil Kumar, did you see him? Hey, question mark face, question mark body. Very funny and quite jovial. Time to Swami will fly like it. There in Kodaikanal, we are all eating curd, very good curd. But Swami was not eating. How do you feel? Feel good. Swami takes some curd. I got fed up with the curd in the maker. I had a lot of it in the previous hour. I had a lot of milk and curd in the previous avatar. Now I don't know. What is the previous avatar? Devo? That is such. Therefore, never consider Satsai Baba as another God. 3 crores is one. All in one. Whatever you want. I tell you, there's one boy studying in the 12th class, Satsai school. And that boy has his parents sitting in the Iran. And this boy came out studying in Swami's school, away from the parents, first time. He was very homesick. Swami got him like a meal. When Swami is here, why do you do? Huh? Why do you do? Yes, honey. Boy is proud. He started crying. Sir, don't cry. I will show you. He opened his palm. There, the boy sees television set. His parents watching television. In Iran, on the palm of Sai, at Prashant. How do you take it? That is Satsai Baba. So, he's everywhere. He's got all that mighty power. And simply jokes with that, as if he does not know. He knows it. He talks only to establish connection between you and himself. Not that he does not know, he knows everything. So Sai Baba, after all, a seventh class dropout, born in a village of 100 population. No roads, no electricity, no schools, no hospital. And today, a global village. Why is it possible? Master plan. But if he decides, it will happen. Swami materialized idols of Rama, Lakshmana, Sita, which is still there in Vengadigiri. I saw them. Vengadigiri is a place in Nellore district. Swami used to spend 1 month every time there. Why am I telling all this? Vinayaka, with no boss about him. Vineshwara, no obstacles can stop him. Ganapati, head of all Gana. Gajana, he has got the head of elephant. Why elephant? He can have the head of a lion. It's more beautiful. Why elephant? Did you ever think of this? No. Baba explains. Of all the animals, most intelligent is elephant. Why? The small eyes, it can spot out its master, though he is in the midst of thousands of people. Master may be in the crowd, the elephant will identify where his master is. So elephant stands for intelligence. And Vinayaka has got elephant head. Why? A place which has not been visited by man. Till then, they'll send the elephant first to make the way so that it will be clear for everyone. O Swami, I'm entering into the jungle of life. Please make a way for me so that I may go. So yes, elephant. An elephant also speaks of mastery, excellence. So the jhana, and broad stomach. Why the stomach uses this? No. The stomach is universe. The whole universe is contained in him. Such Ganesh Maharaj, the statue, the idol, is kept at the altar. This evening, I wanted to link it up to that occasion and interpret in terms of Sai and his miracles. Thank you very much for listening to me and that attention. Thank you very much. Not only that, I really appreciate, please believe me, I really appreciate if you put some questions, not simply answer what is challenge me, pull my collar, ask questions. If I know, I will answer. If I do not know, I have guts to say, I do not know. But I don't bluff. I will never do it. And all the answers are from Sai literature only. They are not fictitious, they are not imaginary, they are not hypothetical, they are not managed, they are not concocted. So, I give answers. If you have any questions, I am mighty happy. You will make the day for me. If you put some questions, please, any question, not necessarily on Vinayaka. Any question in there, please.
Anybody has questions?
Oh, good. Good. That's right. actually 50% of seats are the parlor, are even ladies in here.
Salaam, my name is Prema. I wasn't really hungry, as you could tell. You've talked about the Nisha, but you didn't talk about the mouse.
About mouse? Ah! Or the mouse, the rat.
The rat, sorry.
Good, I tell you. Good. Are you an engineer?
Sorry?
Are you an engineer?
No, I am not an engineer. I'm a diplomat.
Diplomat? You should be careful. Good. Right. I am not mentioned about the rat. Sorry for the omission. A rat always moves in the dark. The rat is always of trash. But when once it comes to Vinayaka, it receives all the worship. It gets all the wisdom. It gets all that respect when it becomes the chariot of any. So rat symbolizes dark color ignorance. Rat signifies running after trash. And sorry, my throat is like that. In fact, I would have made you listen to that poem. Tuchya Vishayasakti Thulinar Vatarenunna Brahmananda Padavichu Telamula Pai Verasu Vidavaleka Bonunandu Yelukunu Chikkipoyinattu. The rat is trapped. Why? Rat wants popcorn there. It allows itself to be trapped. You fellows are. You want popcorn of mundane life, and you give all the divinity right in your presence. That's what matters. So even the rat, when it becomes a chariot, the Lord becomes wise. Otherwise, he'll be trapped. Am I clear? It's not a diplomatic answer. Correct? My Baba said. Please, any more? Yes, sir.
I would like to know, now Swami is...
You're going deep.
Swami is not in his physical form. Swami is not in his physical form. Many people are more interested in listening to you because you are so close to him. Do you get some prompting by Swami at times as to what to speak or what? Sometimes when you speak something, he says, do you get some admonishment also? Sorry.
Why? Yeah. You are correct.
That's all, sir. Sayon.
Yeah, absolutely. Whenever I translate, over a period of 20 years, whenever I go wrong, he corrects me on the desk immediately. But I am not at fault. The Sanskrit is such a language where each word has different connotations altogether. For example, Chaitanya. Chaitanya, I said, conscience. Swami says, no, sir, consciousness. Another time, Chaitanya, consciousness. No, constant integrated awareness. What do you say? But Swami is correct. What particular word, particular meaning applies to the context is to be used. And I enjoy whenever he corrects me. I don't take it as any admonishment or condemnation like that. I laugh loudly. And devotees also laugh.
Yes.
Because they like Swami to correct me. And I like everybody to laugh. Instead of being corrected by useless fellows outside. It's a matter of pleasure to be corrected by God.
Yes.
Why not? Why? Once you were speaking, Kodaganal, I was speaking, Swami said, Swami said, Swami said. Swami said, experience first, love next. Swami said, faith first, experience next. That's what he said. Then Swami said immediately, Anil Kumar said, faith first is no, no, experience first. Anil Kumar said, no, no, no. Complete reverse. I was laughing at the dining table. Then Anil Kumar, angry? Are you feeling bad about it? Oh no, Swami. I said what you said previously. I said what you are telling now. But left to me, I never said anything. I never said anything. I simply quoted. Right, that was the Lord. Right? Because I just quote him, that's all. When Swami changes, yes, I just translate. So we don't take it personally. We enjoy it. And that too. And Swami looks like that. What a joy you get. Standing inside, translating his talk for 1.5 hours. It's a paradise. Paradise. Heaven on earth. But tension. But it's so great. It'll keep you at ease. Chup, doesn't matter. Particularly he goes on singing songs. Songs. I will translate English. So I join both my hands in helplessness. Swami, I won't translate. Today, Swami, once I said, oh, Swami's pristine Telugu, so poetic, excellent, idiomatic, poetic, such a natural flow. By translating it in English, I don't want to kill the nascent beauty of it. That's what I said over. You found an escape. Have my mind, sir? Thank you.
Professor Sairam, I did not ask you last 3 days whether you have taken permission from Swami to visit Nairobi. If you have taken, how you have taken. This I would like to ask you so that it can be a directive for us.
I can tell you, all good work is God's work. Spreading his message, publication of the truth, sharing the truth with everybody is the noblest of all. The proof of it is how things get arranged. Simple example. I went to Thailand. But when I landed there, there is no visa stamp on the passport. They said, sir, but you go back. Sir, how can I go? There's no visa, go back. I was feeling so sad. At that moment, a gentleman came in a blue suit, white shirt, broad smile. Are you from Prashanthan here? Yes. What's the problem? They say, I have no visa. Then why did you not get it? I thought it's not necessary. I gave you absolutely necessary. Don't worry, you follow me, he said. I simply followed him. He took me to a chamber where my photo was taken, camera. Then he said, come up, follow me. I just came up. So I said, sorry about my luggage. It will come down with me. The luggage came out. No checking, nothing. Then he said, I'm Jun Sai from Thailand. I saw you there in Prashantani, translating some text. I don't know why I am here today. I came for some other purpose, and you are here. It is a proof that Swami has sent me here. It is a proof. I went to Tokyo for all Japan convention. I was given honey on the second day. Honey is flowing out of the picture continuously. A timid fellow I am. My hand is shaking. I'm not able to hug because heartbeat. I was very much honey. At that time, in Bangalore, Vrindavan, Swami was there. Talking to boys, Swami said, Hare, your principal does not know how to give aarti. He doesn't know how to give aarti. He speaks about Swami miracles. But when he sees the miracle, he is dancing. Like this, I can give you a number of examples in farmer trips abroad. Coming to Nairobi, when this suddenly, we say accident, we say coincidence, we say just happened like that. These are nonsensical, useless words. Everything is preordained. Everything is determined by God. Suddenly in Hyderabad, I went to a place by near Vanasthalipura to give a talk. While I was going, a gentleman was chasing my car. And the gentleman was asking, where is he going? Where is the meeting? And the man, my host, was guiding him. Go straight, turn left, there's a meeting. And that gentleman chased me. He attended that meeting. Okay. Next day, he came to my son's house. And he tells me, I'm from Nairobi, East Africa. I have come here to invite you to visit Nairobi. That great gentleman is Mr. Samaswara. I never thought that you would chase me. I never thought that you would haunt me. There's no reason also. We never met before. Why he attended that meeting, I do not know. Poor man, Vanasthalipura, the outskirts of Hyderabad. He must have spent a lot on taxi. And again he visited my son's house. This persistence by him is a clear proof of Baba bringing me to Nairobi. Thank you very much. She is the daughter of a professor from such a university, Professor Rangarao. She is his daughter.
Sairam, Nithyasri.
Nithyasri. Good name.
Thank you.
East Africa having Nithyasri name. Abbo. What is Samadhi? Samadhi, in the ordinary sense, is the place where the body is laid to rest. Ordinary sense. The spiritual meaning is Samadhi is a state of awareness. It is Ashtanga Yoga, Yama Niyama, Asana, Pranayama, Pratyahara, Dhyana, Dharana, Samadhi. Samadhi is the eighth level of consciousness, eighth level of awareness. So Swami Samadhi indicates eighth level of awareness, consciousness. Third, Samadhi is a generator. Just as electricity is generated out of a generator, out of a thermal plant, out of Samadhi, you get all the energy. Why do you go to the bathroom? Electricity is everywhere. Why do you go to the bathroom? There is a place where you get charged. Why do you go to Siddhi? Only Samadhi. You get charged. Why do you go to Buddha Gaya? Only Samadhi. You get charged. What is Darga? Only Samadhi. So, it is not a Samadhi where the body is not to rest. Samadhi is energy. Samadhi is cathartic. Samadhi confers peace. Samadhi grants all your desires. Samadhi will help you. Will help you to be equanimous, equal-minded. Eight levels of discipline. Yama, niyama, asana, pranayama, prahara, dhyana, dharana, adhi. Eight levels of discipline. Spiritual discipline. Good question.
Thanks.
Is it all?
This is the last question. Sayon, I had a question about Lord Ganesha.
About? Oh, Lord Ganesha?
Yes. What does the broken tusk signify?
Broken tusk.
Broken tusk.
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 Tusk. Yes.
Yeah. When he was writing, Vyasa was dictating. And he was writing. He's a fast writer. So he has to take from the task, started writing, making use of it as a pen. That's what the story goes. Could you follow me?
Yes.
Is my throat all right?
Yes.
That is Nairobi. That is Nairobi.
Om Sri Sai Ram. That's excellent. We really, really never expected the professor to speak about such a long time. I think he has spoken on behalf of his wife, Srimati Vijayalakshmi also. Okay. Now, we are very, very grateful to you, sir, to hear from you so much inspirational advice and words, and you have clarified so many doubts also in the youngster's mind, which will go a long way. And we pray that Baba brings you back to normalcy tomorrow, at least from tomorrow onwards.
Today and normal.
That is very good, very good. So we would like to hear more from you, and more devotees will definitely come forward and look forward to hear from you. And we are, on behalf of our center, we are really grateful to Baba for sending you here, and we will always cherish your memory. So with that, now please take over your seat.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm sure that Professor Emil Kumar's words of enlightenment and the sense of humor have given us a better meaning and understanding of the glory of sound. Thank you, Baba, for this precious blessing, and thank you all for your patience and presence. After today, the next few days are going to be full of enlightenment, wisdom, great thought, and hopefully more humor. So let's not miss the unique opportunity and be present for the upcoming events. Tomorrow's talk is on the purpose of life, which will be followed by another question-answer session.